You're listening to SBS News.
The Italian Space Agency says a body of liquid water has been detected on Mars for the first time. Using a radar instrument on an orbiting spacecraft, scientists have spotted an apparent salt-laden lake under ice on the southern polar plain of Mars, a body of water they call a possible habitat for microbial life. The reservoir they detected, around 20 kilometres in diameter, shaped like a rounded triangle and located about 1.5 kilometres beneath the ice surface, is the first stable body of liquid water ever found on Mars. Italian National Institute of Astrophysics planetary scientist Roberto Orase explains what they found.
We saw that the bright reflections we were observing, no matter what you think is within the South Polar layer deposits, might not be explained by dry material. We came thus to the conclusion that the only possible explanation for the bright reflection was the presence of liquid water.
The former chief scientist of the Italian Space Agency, Enrico Flamini, says it's a groundbreaking discovery.
Well, the final remarks are very simple. Water is there. We have not anymore any doubt. After many years of doubt that we have to remove one after the other up to today.
With surface temperatures as low as minus 68 degrees Celsius, the water would not exist as a liquid under normal conditions, but dissolved salts of magnesium, calcium and sodium present in Martian rocks are believed to keep the water fluid by reducing the melting point of water to minus 74 degrees Celsius. Swinburne University of Technology astronomer Professor Alan Duffy says the environment is perfect for some organisms on Earth.
It's able to stay liquid because it's high in salts, which would be terrible for us. We would not want to swim in or touch this water. It would pickle us. But there's life on Earth that can stand high salt concentrations. We call them halophiles. There are a range of creatures that could live in those conditions here on Earth, and that makes us very exciting to go and hopefully get a closer view in the future in this, or indeed in any other of these underground reservoirs.
The discovery greatly increases the chances of extraterrestrial life existing on Mars, believed to have had oceans and rivers, much like Earth billions of years ago. If large bodies of liquid water lie beneath the Martian polar ice, they could theoretically harbour living microbes to this day. Professor Duffy says mining is currently not realistic.
It's 1.5 kilometres underground. That's far too deep for any reasonable utilisation efforts. I can't imagine anyone building a well that deep for just using the water. There's already water ice on the surface. We could easily melt it if we needed water.
Professor Duffy says there is nothing particularly special about its location, suggesting there could be many more such lakes on Mars. But he says the lake is still going to be used to discover more about life on Mars.
The reason we want to explore this, and indeed continue to explore Mars, is to sample for life itself. So we'll continue to survey the planet, looking for other reservoirs, perhaps hopefully closer to the surface. And we're now going to have to get our thinking caps on. How can we possibly drill 1.5 kilometres into the ground to get a sample? That will be an inspiration for engineers for many years to come, and I think it will be a couple of decades before we see a real prospect of getting access to this water.
He says a mission to Mars could be becoming more of a reality.
The best use case for a crewed mission to Mars is now to do this kind of drilling. You can't do it with robots. It's a hard job and it needs human ingenuity right there on the ground. This is actually now the number one reason we would want to go to Mars.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.